Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I hope everybody's up. The Astros kept us up late last night. And I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Mick. It's Jim Mudd.
I'm here, buddy.
Me too.
Keep punching me to keep me awake.
Yeah, you sound like you haven't gone anywhere.
Well, I'm telling you, I pulled a marathon. Anyway. Well, welcome to the show, folks. Our sponsors for today's Way More Silencers, the Belleville Meat Market, Bauman Marine Service, McLean Trailers, Texan Roofing, Mainstream Marketing, and Boyd's One Stop. All right, weather in Galveston. Front came in. It was a little later than they anticipated, but it got here. Sooner or later, I knew it'd get here. But anyway, it's 69 degrees down on the island. Today, we're going to have a mix of clouds and suns with gusty winds. High around 75, winds will be north-northeast at 25 to 35 miles per hour. Wind gust occasionally over 40 miles an hour, so be quite breezy today. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 65, north-northeast 10 to 20, and then for tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed, high near 75, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour, so got a little breeze this weekend, but cooler temperatures are here. So next week looks really promising. Really does. So tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We're back on four tides. We had a high just occur at 3:29 a.m. at the Galveston Channel. Then we have a low at 9:27 a.m., a high at 1:18 p.m., then a low at 8:41 p.m. 7:22 a.m. is sunrise. 6:48 p.m. is sunset. Our moon phase is three-quarter right now. It's 77%. All right. Looking at current conditions, 22 nautical miles east of Galveston, the buoy out there showing at 72 degrees. We have a north wind at 29, gusting to 38. And at Eagle Point, it's north at 16, gusting to 29. So it is a little, well, what does Plog call it, a split skirt alert this morning? The flags have definitely got starch in them. All right. Well, let's get started off. Let's head over to Sabine Lake and check in with our good friend, Captain Bill Watkins. Check his pulse. Bill, what's up?
Well, there'll be no fishing over at Sabine Lake today.
No, I wouldn't say so.
That's okay. It's way too hot. Summer extended too long, and it's time for this to happen. And we have way too much water in the bay right now. So, we did have a beautiful day out there yesterday, though. The water was calm and, You know, the wind was friendly out of the southeast, and at first there was no wind at all, and then it finally got up to about 10 knots, and it was an interesting day, but the tide was high coming in when we got there, and it stayed. It never did fall. At 2 o'clock when we finally quit, it was still easing in, but just almost dead.
Really?
A high standing tide like that is difficult. A fish, you got a lot of water in there like that, the fish are going to be scattered. I mean, you can depend on it every time, but the tide chart said it was supposed to go out, but it didn't happen. It just sat there. So I said, well, boys, we're just going to have to make this work. So we ran the school bus pattern, but I didn't.
There you go.
Yeah, drive a mile and pick up one or two.
Right.
But we didn't go forever. I mean, I stayed in a general area, you know, within about a 4 mile area, and just poked around in there and kept circulating myself, waiting on the fish to show up. And every once in a while, a big old tern would show me a shrimp jumping, or I'd see a shrimp. See a little needle gar go shooting across the top of the water and chasing a shrimp, and there'd be fish there. So, and it was interesting because sometimes it was trout, sometimes it was redfish, sometimes it was bass, and we caught some nice bass yesterday.
Man.
They like that Little John, just real, you just crank it real slow.
Yeah. They'd knock, steady retrieve.
They'd knock P-wine. Yeah.
Slow, oh, yeah. I'll be darned.
They'd knock the pea wine and gravy out of it. I mean, just, it was, that was pretty interesting. And we got into one water bass that was right in the mouth of a little ditch going into the bayou. And, right. Man, I mean, they were swarming in there. Well, we caught 10 bass out of that one spot.
Dang.
And some of them were up to 3 pounds, 2 pounds. But it's an interesting thing. Below the saltwater line in Louisiana, you have a limit of 10 bass a day, any size.
Really, below the line, 10 a day of any size?
Yeah. 10 a day, any size. That's strange.
Well, now I know where to come when I want to have a big bass fry.
Oh, those are some tasty little fish because they eat shrimp their whole life.
Boy.
Now that the shrimp are coming down out of the bayous to the mouth of the bayous, they're kind of migrating back down their cell. And they were mixed in right along the edges. You know, they can't get out there and compete with those redfish, but they'll stay back to the edges and hammer everything that comes by the edges. So,
right.
Yeah, that was an interesting deal. So we had bass, trout, and redfish in the box.
Hey, caught fish, bites. That's it. Get those bites.
Yeah,
buddy.
Bites and pulls. We had some nice reds. The reds, you know, below the slot. Mm-hmm. 18 inches to about 26.
That'll work.
At 5, we kept one of those. We did hook a couple of big ones. They wound up breaking the line before they got in. But, hey, everybody had a good time, caught fish, stayed busy. But that situation I hoped to get in where we'd catch 100 trout and keep maybe 15.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. It just didn't happen.
Well, it's just, I think, maybe this whole front will change things, Bill. That's what we're hoping for over here. You know, this front will change things up and kind of.
You know, it's a fun thing. Wednesday, with all that hard south wind, southeast wind, it was gusting probably 25.
Oh, yeah. It was cranking.
We caught fish easier and all of that than we did on this beautiful Saturday. I mean, Friday we just had. It was so pretty. And that day, we couldn't even get out of the bios. No way go to the open lake. But the current was running so hard, it had those fish positioned where they would, you know, do what they needed to do. A little bit lighter high tide, and they just milled around. But it's fun to watch a school of reds chase shrimp down the middle of a bio, throwing them in the air, you know. Big old shrimp jumping in there, you know, 25 count, 20 count. They were jumping for their life. And if they jump too high, seagull or tern got them.
Shrimp's got a tough life.
They
can't go to the bottom and they can't go to the top. They're screwed either way. You know, if they stay down, the fish eat them. If they jump out of the water, the birds get them. Bill dippers.
They're starting to do the
grabbing shrimp.
Yeah, they're butterflying over on the Louisiana side now.
Yeah, I figured they would have all their nets out.
Yeah, there's a couple of boats working up there at night.
Well, that's an inexpensive way to shrimp. You don't have to burn any fuel. You just anchor your boat up and lower your butterfly nets and let the currents carry the shrimp into the nets.
That's how easy it is.
Only a Cajun could think of that.
You're right. I know that had to be invented over there. Oh boy, yeah. I had one of my guests yesterday was a Cajun, full blood, and that boy's got some stories to tell. Oh my goodness, he's downright entertaining.
Yeah, they are. I know several like that. That's the kind of guys you want around a campfire at the deer lease.
Oh, good grief! Yeah. And when we got back to the landing at 2 o'clock, I got a real good friend over there. It's a guide, known him forever, and he's a crackerjack fisherman and another 24-karat Cajun. I called him and he said, "Let me come over to land and see what y'all caught." So those two Cajuns, they kept us entertained while I was filleting fish.
I bet they did.
I mean, once they got to talking, they had been to the same places and chased the same alligators and sold them at the same places. And, you know, what does muskrat taste like? What does Nutra taste like? That was comical, just listening to that. They're a unique.
You got me beat because I had never eaten a Nutria.
Me neither.
They're good alligator bait, and Nutria liver is good catfish bait. Nutria.
One boy, he said we never did use chicken for our alligator lines. He said that was too expensive. He said, we were always doing it on the cheap. He said, we'd go right around and look for roadkill.
Roadkill or killed Nutria.
Yeah, he said, a day-old rabbit, you know, getting ripe. He said, that's just ripe for a gator.
Boy, nothing smells worse than the inside of a bunny rabbit.
People
had never cleaned rabbits. They don't know what I'm talking about.
That's exactly right. Yeah, they are.
Be careful when you open them up. Have your mask on. Wear that mask. Oh, goodness. Hey, hang on. Let me knock this break out. I'll come back at you in just a second, Bill.
All right.
Well, I need to tell everybody about Waymore Silencers, the only one-stop Class 3 NFA dealer in all of Houston. They have a huge inventory and amazing offer going on right now. Buy any suppressor and get free fingerprinting. That's right. Just mention this ad and get your fingerprints done. A $30 value, absolutely free with any suppressor that you buy. And hey, want to convert your pistol arm brace to an SBR? Let them help you file that Form 1. And then don't forget, Waymore's got one of the only in-house fingerprinting and photo services in town. And best of all, they eliminate all the hassle by filing the NFA forms for you. They're located at 15255 Gulf Freeway, Suite 167B. That's right off the Dixie Farm Road exit, or online at waymoresilencers.com. That's Waymore Silencers, your one-stop shop for the right to remain silent.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on a Saturday morning. All right. Boy, I hadn't heard that in a while. That's Tina Turner, isn't it?
Yeah, I can Tina.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right, let's go back over to Bill Watkins. All right, Bill, we're back, bud.
Nutbush City Limits.
That's it, man. And,
yeah, but that reminds me of a lot of the folks around here.
Hey, old Mud will drag them out on you now. He knows.
Man, oh, man. Yeah. Well, okay, we're fixing to get the flush, looks like. Maybe this will blow all that fresh water out of the lake.
Well, the only thing that's bothering me is how quick it's going to swing northeast, so I don't think it's going to let a lot of water go out unless it stays north a lot today, you know.
Yeah, it'll have to do it by sheer force of wind because if it swings northeast, it'll tend to hold that water and bring it back.
Yeah,
it's kind of a strange layout we've got over here, and you'd think certain winds will hold the tide up. We had a little southwest yesterday, it was more south than southwest, but that south wind, even as light as it was enough to hold that tide up and keep it from going out. Now, I had a friend that was going out that afternoon, and I'm sure he did better. It was easier for him to catch fish. Because the fish, that all that high tide has pushed all the fish back up in the rivers, up in the bayous, up in the, the shrimp quit coming down. And there's still a whole lots of fish bottled up in the marshes. So we're just waiting on all that to, we're just kind of in a transition, and it's actually late. That should have happened, and
that's usually a September thing.
Yeah, we're two weeks late at least, maybe three.
Right.
So.
Well, I was up in our marsh yesterday, and it's still fresh, just pure fresh, and all the marsh in the back of my bay.
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of fresh water, too. I mean.
But it's got good color to it, and there's a few reds in it, and, no flounder that I can find yet, but we're just up there goofing around, and I'm showing if that wind will stay due north in the Gulf like it is right now, it's 31 gusting to 38 at the buoy outside of Galveston there in the Gulf. That'll pull some water. But if it swings to that kind of northeast or northeast, it'll push it back into our bay system over here.
Well, at least we'll get part of a flush.
Sure.
We'll get a little bit out and mix it around.
Better than what we had, Bill. water temperature drops what I'd like to see the most of, you know. Get about an 8 or 10 degree drop, that'd be sweet.
Yeah, that would help. Our fish are floating around. They're floating around in and out of the marshes, and the shrimp are doing the same thing. And until they run into the lake and start down the shorelines, everything's going to be bottled up like that.
Right.
I mean, which is, that's okay, because I can go up there and fish in a pretty good wind and still catch fish. But, you know, you can drive across that lake right now, and it's pretty and clear and dark, you know. Mm-hmm. It's got the right color out in the open lake. But there's nothing out there.
Just dead. The Dead Sea.
It's just the Dead Sea. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you've got to play the edges. And I mean, there's some fish over on the north levee wall and the south levee wall. There's fish in the ship channel. Ship channel's still pretty and clear. And that's where your salt water is on that side. And then on the Louisiana side, everything's up in the rivers and the marsh. So, you know, there'll be new fish showing up, new shrimp showing up. I think actually November is probably going to be, actually it'll probably start, you know, as soon as this calms down. There'll be more fish out there to catch, different fish.
Fish, yeah, this front will tell the tale.
You'll go, where in the heck did these fish come from?
I hope I'm saying that next week.
Yeah, I think so. I believe we'll see some new fish. But we've had some pretty good rain events this year.
Sure,
at the wrong time. You know, just when spring was getting really going good, warming up, and the fishing was starting to really break free. We had a bunch of rain there and just jacked everything up. And it just changed everything, you know, within 2 or 3 days. But, excuse me, that's the life of a coastal guide. You know, if you're going to fish on the coast, you're going to have to figure out where the fresh water's at. And that's, you know, in our part of the world, down south, they don't have to worry about that much.
No.
But we do. But that's okay. Once we figure it out, we can catch them.
That's
not an issue. I've actually had a really good year. I haven't had any bad trips. I've had some that were weaker than I wanted them to be.
I wish I could say that. God, I wish I could say that.
It's just, you know, sometimes I was running right on the razor edge of failure and then pull it out. There's a whole lot to consider in a tidal fishery. I mean, you got to turn your computer on in your head and start analyzing where to go, when to be there. And, you know, we make it look easy, but it's not. The more I think about it, the more highly complicated it is. But it used to, you could just drive down the beachfront or whatever and, oh, there's a bunch of trout. Let's catch them. It's not that simple anymore. You got to work at it. So, an experience is the only way you get that. It just takes time on the water and being observant. It's not like rocket science. I admire those kind of people. They got brain power. But, you know, it's just observation. Get out there and be on the water and see what you got to see, do what you got to do, and it'll all come together. And the alligators are in the marsh everywhere, and the bios, them summer guns are all over the place. Alligators everywhere. Nobody hunted them this year. They didn't fool with them. The price was too low. So they've made a dramatic comeback. And we had alligators swimming around us out there all day long. Now, as it gets cool, we'll see fewer and fewer of them. But that was pretty amazing.
Send me a message. We were talking about those butterfly nets earlier. He said, well, they've been anchoring up and using butterfly nets for shrimp in the Indian River in Florida for ages. So maybe it ain't a Cajun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I didn't.
Florida's so strict on all their laws.
Hey, I'm just not a big fan of fishing in Florida. I mean, if I fish there, it would strictly be for snook and tarpon. You know, if I had to fish there, it's great for that. But it's I spent a lot of hard hours over there fishing redfish tournaments.
They say that there's some big specks over there.
Well, if you go to the Indian River, yeah, go to that Atlantic side.
Yeah,
that's where them big ones are.
I think maybe they've fished their water down to where it's not that great anymore.
Well, I admire Florida because when they know they have a problem, they'll just shut everything down. You know, they have a freeze or something.
Do.
I mean, they'll close the, it's catch and release only. And you know, when it was real specific too, when we were fishing those redfish tournaments over there, it was a strict rule. If you put a redfish in your live well, that was it. You couldn't put another one in there.
Wow.
That was your fish for the day. You know, you could catch two, you and your partner, one apiece. And it better be, I mean, there was days you were struggling so bad, you're sitting there holding a four-pound red in your hand, and you're going, man, we really need this. But, man, what if we catch a bigger one? You know, once I put this one live well, we might as well go in. We're done. And and then you'd never pull that 6, 7, or 8 pounder like you were looking for. It was a heartbreaker, man. Oh yeah, it made it tough. And hey, if somebody was chumming within 100 yards of you, you had to pick up and leave.
Really?
The rules: you couldn't fish within 100 yards of somebody chumming, catching redfish or whatever they were fishing for.
Oh, that's just too complicated.
No wake zones, man. I mean, you had to have a lawyer with you to make sure you didn't break any laws. It was pretty strict.
I think I'll pass.
Yeah. I'll stick with Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah, that's still some freedom here.
Sure. It's for now. For now.
It does get a little complicated when you're fishing on both sides of the line in the day. You know, that's you have to know the laws of both states, and it just gets like, really?
Yeah. You know, the border lakes like Sabine and Toledo Bend, man, you better know both borders. You better know both sides.
That's right.
The safest way. Is just go ahead and pull across and put in on the Louisiana side and use a Louisiana license. And then you're pretty much safe. A lot more liberal laws.
Yeah, it's easier that way.
Yes,
but there's a little bit of gray area in there. Of course, the Texas game wardens will tell you there is no such thing as gray area. they don't see it that way. They are the authority. They tell you so right up front, and there is no gray area. But there is a little bit of gray, you know. And, you can fish. You can go over to Texas and fish and do your thing and then go back and pull across the bridge and go over and fish Louisiana. There's potential for double dip in there, but we don't do that. You know, wherever we're at, we fish the limits for that side, and then we fish the limits for the other side. So, I mean, there's all kind of, you get into the gray areas when you do that kind of stuff, but we decide where we're going to fish and we obey that side's law. So that's it.
That's it. You just comply to one side or the other.
It's a whole lot easier than trying to argue with a game warden about why you crossed the line.
Mm-hmm.
you're running down the ship channel or down through the lake, and you can swing across the line and go over there, but you can't fish over there once you retain a small fish. If you get a Louisiana-sized trout and go to Texas and pick up your rod and cast, you're in jeopardy of being given a ticket right there.
Yeah, you better know where that imaginary line is too.
Yeah, they will assume that you know you're on that side.
Mm-hmm.
They'll say, well, you made a conscious effort to catch fish on Texas side, and you got a fish in the box that's too small. And you'll say, it doesn't matter. You saw me over there fishing. That does not register with the game warden.
No.
You know, I've been fishing over on Louisiana side all day, and I just come over here. He's going to say, well, let me write you this ticket.
Yeah, That's how they do it. There needs to be some kind of reciprocating, you know, law for both sides, you know, something for that lake.
There's no way they need to argue and do what they do. I mean, yeah. It's just the game wardens will tell you it's not complicated at all, but it is for the average fisherman. The reason
not
I know that is
because they're not fishing.
Everybody I talk to is confused about what they can do and where they can do it. I mean, I explain that to people day in and day out when I'm down there. People call me and say, how does that work? And, you know, they all have the wrong impression of it.
Yeah.
So it is complicated.
It is.
People just want to go fishing and catch fish. They don't want to have to think about all that crap. So, yeah, a common limit would be much easier, but that's never going to happen, not in my lifetime.
One good thing about Louisiana, once you become a senior citizen, you don't have to buy a fishing license.
That's right. You can go over there with a Texas license.
You do.
That's right. And they reciprocate for Louisiana, too. You go over there with a Louisiana license, go to Texas, and you're over 65, you can go at it.
Yeah.
So that's a good deal. They've got a good deal on that. Of course, I have to buy it because they consider me commercial.
Well, yeah, you have to. Yeah, we all do. Yeah.
I just think that's totally unfair because I'm a sport fisherman for hire. I'm not a commercial fisherman.
That's right.
Not the way it
is. All right, Bill. Well, I got to run, buddy. If somebody wants to call you and come over there, and you'll be sure to explain it all to them thorough.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do they get a hold of you, man?
409-673-9211.
rfishthemeanlake.com.
That'll get you there.
Okay, Bill. Well, have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you next week, and good luck behind this front. We'll see what we got going here.
You too, buddy. Take care.
All right, man. Thanks. See you. All right, that's Captain Bill Watkins. You know, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to take all of your wild game processing, and a great place to shop at their meat market. They're located in downtown Belleville, a short drive from Sealy on I-10 or Hempstead on 290. It's been owned and operated by the Poffenberger family for 40 years now. And if you're, you know, we're right in the middle of bow season, rifle season's right around the corner. Whether you're killing whitetail deer or exotic animals, nothing beats the processing at Belleville Meat Market. Their meat market and processing facility are right next door to one another. Three-lane drop-off system. It makes it quick, convenient, and they track your game all the way through the process. You just can't beat the process. And packaging stays fresh in the freezer forever. 28 great flavors of pecan smoked sausage to choose from, not to mention their award-winning products like their summer sausage, tamales, jerky, dry sticks. They do it all. Check them out at BellevilleMeatMarket.com, or you can call them at 979-865-5782. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Me.
Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
Me and Tremble bought these mosquito nets one time. This is when I smoke. So I got a mosquito net, but you can't smoke it.
No, you
got
to put a little hole in it where you get sick through there.
The mosquitoes was coming in my hole.
Remember the old 612 insect repellent commercials? When that guy sticks his old arm in that mosquito cage and they just go, that's the way it is. Just like
that. No, that is.
612. I haven't heard that in ages.
No, that is how it is. Remember that guy was.
That is how it is. Hey, these flat billers don't have a clue what 612 is, man.
They got these things now you put on you to send out like sonic waves and the
yeah.
I guarantee I take that and throw that in the trash first 5 minutes.
No, they work. Clip one on the bill of your head. I swear to God.
Well,
they
I got to get me a flat bill hat because I got a little light.
Well, yeah, now, yeah, you can't have a bow in your hat. It's got to be flat bill for those thermocells.
Yeah, no, okay.
Get your ironing board out, your starch, and iron that bill, get it good flat, put your thermocell on it. They won't bother you no more, brother.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, speaking of flat billers, let's run up to Conroe and check in with this guy right here. Hey, Rascal, what's going on, Richard?
Not a lot, Mickey. How are you this morning?
Oh, man, living the dream. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I heard that. The dang-dong wind started blowing and it got cold, though.
Yeah, it's only gusting about 38 down here on the coast.
I just hope it backs off just a little bit. It's bumping pretty hard up here, but I don't think it's quite that strong. I mean, I hadn't been out on the open water yet. I'll be out there just a minute since we get off the phone.
Tiki Mike sent me a video of Jones Lake a while ago, and it's whitecap, and it's gnarly looking.
Yeah, I know. That dang, I'm sitting there looking at the flag that I normally look at, and it's standing straight out on end, so I know it's bumping pretty hard. Hopefully we can hide from it. You know, it's just one of the things. We're going to jump out there and see if we can get on them catchers anyway. So, because it's typical. We got, it's a nice little cool front this time, and they got this little, why I say it's typical, they got that Southeast Texas Bass Nation got a tournament going on this morning. So
oh, boy.
They're up here. Yesterday was great. They all out practicing today. Total weather change. Everything's different.
That pre-fishing right out the window after the day.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I mean, that's one of those things. They've been out there all week practicing, and then all of a sudden you get this big, strong front like this. So everything is going to flip. But, you know, what can
you say? Oh, I got a flounder tournament down here today.
Oh, my goodness.
Who's your flatty daddy?
There's going to be any water left for
Hunter Welch's tournament. It's going to be a little swim.
They may not have much water there for them if they're up in the bay anyway.
We're bulled up, so it'll take a while to get all the water out of this place. We've had fall tides.
At least you ain't got all that dang fresh water coming in, huh? That's the best part. Y'all've had too much dang fresh water for a while, so that's a good thing. Get a little bit of a break in there and get them fish moving back in anyway, especially after the winter we had. So it's all good. Ain't no doubt. Let them recover and get back in there. It's like over at Rayburn, I see their crappie are kind of recovering a little bit from last year. So
Randy's been doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. They've been catching quite a few of them over there now. Last year, I guess just too dang many people were out there hauling them out. So, I mean, they just didn't get a chance to recover at all. So, but this, it seems like they're doing pretty good. I'll be back over next month or so.
That was the COVID slaughter.
Yeah, it was.
Nobody was working. Everybody just went up to their lake houses and just massacred crappie every day.
That's like up here on, every day was the same way. I tell people, like last year, and this was the most fascinating thing to me, it sounds dumb, but at the weekend, the Sunday after Mother's Day last year, there's Stowaway Marina has 75 boat trailer parking spots. That's how many you
75?
Can park in the lot. 75. They sold 300 boat launches that Sunday.
Goodness.
There was a two-hour line just to get in the water. They had to sit there and wait on somebody to pull out, empty a spot, boat can pull in, launch, That's the way they did it. That just fascinated me. 300 boat launches, and they've got 75 spots. They were just jam packed. There were marinas on the south end that literally closed their gates. We're full. I mean, that was crazy. And I don't know what it was about that Sunday after Mother's Day last year, but everybody came out. And I mean everybody, because there was not a ramp around this lake that you couldn't, you had to walk a half mile just to get to the ramp, or maybe even further, like 8:30 down there, public ramp. You may have had to walk a mile just to get down there to that one.
Yeah.
I mean, and then when you get that many people on the water, a lot of them, granted, on this lake were recreational, skiers and jet skis and stuff like that. But Raver, oh, that's fishermen over there. They were hauling them out. And then, over here, pretty much the same way. You had several people coming out, just meat hauls and trying to do it with them crappie too. So, but the problem over here is they just never could catch them all. So, because they're kind of, they're elusive over here from time to time. Sometimes you can get on them, and I mean, you start jerking them out left and right. Other times you jerk one or two off of a spot, and you can't get another out of there.
Right.
I mean, it's like one of them goes down there, it's like they're all buddies, and they say, hey, where'd Joe go? I don't know. Well, don't bite nothing else.
Joe's
and they
gone.
Won't. Joe's gone. I mean, he jumped up and got him a suntan. So, I mean, that's just the things, I don't know how they communicate sometimes, but I think they do. I think those crappie absolutely do. I mean, if you turn one or two of them off, yeah, that's it. He's chilling. Ain't no doubt. But it's, that's the thing, and that's, like sitting out here right now, I'm still looking at this thing as dying active target stuff. I just said, that's what I'm doing. Just, you got to learn it. I mean, that's a whole different thing when you're seeing these fish swimming versus, and that's not actually, it's not actual real time. You got a millisecond delay there, but you can see it happen. That's like throwing crappie jigs, for example. That's what I'm ready to get into doing. I'm going to try to do some next week because this front's coming in, cooling things down. So I'm going to try to get water temp right now is 81.5. But next week after this front, with all this wind blowing, it's going to turn it up and cool that water down some more. So it'll take 3 or 4 days. But like I say, sometime next week, I'm going to be trying to jump on them crappie and see if I can't get them knuckleheads to start biting, because I've been finding them, but I can't get them to eat nothing. And it's, like I say, it's one of those deals where you pull up and you catch one or two maybe, and then they just lock up. They won't bite. And that's what I'm trying to figure out. So I'm going to figure it out too. Once that water temperature drops in the 70s, they usually turn wide open. It's mid 70s is usually the best, but if you can get into 78 and below, that usually fires everything up. So
yeah, I'm looking at my fish weather app here, and that can't be right. It's showing Conroe Yacht Club at 5, but over at Livingston, there at Cold Spring, it's 22 out of the north.
No, I can guarantee you it ain't 5.
See those other monitors up on the north end? They're down this morning. They're not giving any readings.
Yeah, well, see, that ain't no good. But that 22 over at Livingston, that's going to be a pretty accurate reading. So
yeah,
that's it's probably gusting maybe up to 28 or so, but it's probably a sustained wind of 20. So and that's fine. We'll deal with it. Hopefully, as that sun comes up, it'll kind of settle in, because it kind of started blowing yesterday. And, a lot of times these things will blow out within about 8-10 hours. So,
man, hopefully I'm showing all reddish and purple looking all the way from by Baffin Bay all the way over towards mid-coast of Louisiana, and it's all 36, 29, 31, 30, 34.
Well, y'all keep it down that way.
That's yeah, y'all when keep it gets it down the coast, that way. It smokes like that. That's crazy.
It is, isn't it? I mean, it just like increases in intensity and just it starts pumping. Yep. And when it does, you better hold on for the ride. Just hopefully you ain't cold out in it. Oh, and speaking of cold out in it, did they ever figure out what happened over in Louisiana?
Yeah, Robbie, they couldn't find him. He just, they searched and searched and searched. I mean, 40 and 50 boats and Coast Guard helicopters, you know, airplanes. I mean, it was just a tragedy. That's so sad.
That's horrible. Yeah, that's horrible. I mean, goodness.
And we'll never know what really happened. I mean, just
no, you never will. That's the worst part about accidents like that. You just you never know. I mean, I don't know any of the details at all. But any boating accident, if you come out of the boat while it's running or whatever, I mean, you'd be a mile.
Yeah, but this boat wasn't running. He had a trolling motor going and was pulling three tarpon lines, trolling them behind the boat, and he was missing, and his casting rod that he uses was missing, and he had two flags flying, so he'd already caught two tarpon.
I wonder if one of them jerked him in. I mean, there ain't no telling. No, you never will know. I mean, that's amazing stuff. You know,
I just don't. It's hard to see it. You know, as savvy as he was, and as good a tarpon fisherman as he was, it's just. Only he knows.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, that's it. I mean, there ain't a dang thing.
Tragic, man.
It really is. I mean, it's horrible. But, you know, that just kind of opens your eyes. It can happen to any one of us.
It does.
That's every day we take those chances, you know. And doing what we love. You know, that's the thing. Just like out here in this wind today. You know, most people, they look and say, oh, it's clear skies. Let's go fishing. They get out here and they see 3 and 4 foot waves. Well, we're here. Let's go. Well, are you going to be safe and hang around these areas where you're protected, or are you going to jump out there in that big water and possibly go down? Use that common sense. Don't jump out there in that rough stuff if you ain't got to. Hide out in these coves and creeks. It's just going to come out just to mess around. These tournament guys this morning, they got a different deal. You know, they got their entry fees on the line, and they're trying to gain points and stuff like that so they can go fish the Bassmasters Classic. So,
are they fishing by themselves?
This one here, I think it's an individual deal, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah,
I know they've
if they're by themselves in the boat, they need to have an Onyx PFD on, an inflatable.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the main things right there. If you got that inflatable PFD on, you go in. It pops up, you stay up. You know, that's one of the main things in this rough water. You do that, you're good.
So
be aware of where you're at and all that. You know, it's a hard thing to lose anybody, you know, especially out here fishing, because you're not out here to die. You're out here to have a good time. You know, that's the way we all look at it, and the way I want to do it every day, no matter what. I just don't want to go down to the bottom and not come back up. Could have been there several times, been in the water several times. I'll tell you what, you go into.
But, you know, in Robbie's case, you know, bless his heart, he went down doing what he loves to do.
Oh, absolutely. You're yet to in the boat.
If you're going to go and it's your time, that's the way to go, doing what you love.
That's it. Well, see, that's exactly the way I feel about it. I mean, good night. You might as well have fun doing whatever. And like, you know, like that, you already had two fish in the boat, and if he went that way, hopefully that big one jerked him down and took him with him. You know, that's kind of
took him to tarpon heaven.
That's right. Let that tarpon take him. I mean, good night. If he had a big one on and jerked him in and couldn't get away from it, well, that's about the best you can ask for. He went down fighting.
So many different things could happen. You sit there and speculate. It's all speculation. We'll never know.
Well, it is. It's just like years ago, I was on that Trinity River running trot lines, and I was young and drinking and all kinds of stuff out there on that water, which is something I learned not to do. But that river was running. I mean, it was rolling, and I had a trot line stretched across there, and I was drunk as a skunk, and I'm running that thing trying to bait it. And I'm in a John boat. My knife's in the back of the boat. I'm up on the bow running this line. And one of them hooks grabbed me right in my thumb, right in that meaty part of my thumb, and stretched me out. I'm literally, it's trying to pull me out of the boat. My knees are holding me in the boat. And my knife's back there. I can't get to it. And if I'd have come out of that boat, I'd have been down there in 40 foot of water. the boat would have been 10, 20 miles down the river. Nobody would have known where I was at.
No, you'd have been turtle bait.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And, I mean, I just had to grin and bear it. I mean, I'm sitting there just saying, well, what am I going to do? I just had to it was hung in my thumb anyway. I just started pulling. Finally pulled it up there and cut that dang stage and off that hook to get loose. But that one there scared me. That was one of the last times I ever drank on the water like that. You know, because it's just goofy. You get out there and be drunk as a skunk and you don't think about stuff like that. You get hung up on one of them trot lines, ain't nobody going to find you. It ain't happening.
No.
You know, because I had them things down there in 45 foot of water and they had some weight. So I guarantee you, jerk you down in that. The only way you're going to come off is when you rot and come off the hook. Because that's it. You're there.
Wait for your thumb to rot off.
That's it. That's all you can do. I mean, you know, when you start thinking about that kind of stuff, you know, when you're young, you don't care. You're invincible. I mean, that's the way we all are. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, dang it. If you're not invincible, you're out there just sitting at the house doing nothing.
Yeah, you know? The older I get, the more I think about things like that and the more careful I am.
You know, me too. I guarantee you, Mickey, if I'd have known I was going to live this long, I'd have been a lot easier on myself.
Yeah, me too. I'd have taken a lot better care of myself.
I guarantee you.
How many times have we heard that? All right, Richie.
Exactly.
Well, I got a roll, buddy. If somebody wants to come up to Conroe and hook up with you, give them some info.
All right, Mickey, we'll get in touch with me, 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, Richard. Hey, have a good day and good luck with that wind.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
All right, be safe. All right. That's the Fish Dude up on Lake Conroe. It's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.